Okay, so we're going to begin the Hilchos Pesach, and hopefully we'll have time to also learn some about Hilchos Chol Hamoed and Yontif. Now, Hilchos Pesach, I'm going to go according to the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch, so if one wants to follow through inside Shulchan Aruch, they can follow through. And if it's a Shem, I think starting with tomorrow, I'll send out a PDF of Maran B'Kaimis before we start the share, so someone can follow through that. The first Simen, which is Simen Tav Chav Tes, in Shulchan Aruch discusses the halachas of Chodesh Nisan. And it begins with the halacha of Sho'alim v'Hilchos Pesach Kodem Pesach Shloshim Yom, that one has to already begin to prepare preparations of asking and learning the halachas of Pesach from 30 days before Pesach. And it's interesting, the Lashon Gemara, Sho'alim v'Darshin, you shayel, you ask shaylas, and also your dairish, you darshin, you learn up the halachas of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. There is a discussion amongst the Paiskim if this is a din Torah or it's just a takanas chachamim. There's another Indian over here which is brought down in the Gemara Megillah, which is that on the Chag itself, on Pesach itself, or Sukkot itself, Shavuos itself, there's a mitzvah for the Rav to darshan about the Yontif and the halachas of the Yontif. That is learned from a pasuk, Vaydaber Hashem, Vaydaber Moshe, Mo'adei Hashem of Bnei Yisrael. Moshe spoke over the halachas of the Moed of the Yom Tovim on Shabbos itself, on Yom Tov itself. So there are two halachas here. One is that 30 days before, is them hear me? Did I lose them? Yossi.
I can hear Rabbi.
Rabbi, I hear the Rabbi.
Maybe, okay, good. Now we got it. Okay, so there's one halacha here that 30 days before we begin learning the halachas, and then there's a second halacha here, which on the yontif itself, we already dashed at the halachas. The Ran, actually, brought down by the Beis Yosef, it learns from the Gemara of Sho'alin, that there's a kedima, that from 30 days before yontif, if two Talmidim come with a shayla, the one that's asking about Hilchos Pesach has kedima. He goes first online. And there's another discussion in the Paiskim, if this halach is just before Pesach or it's also before the other Yom Tovim. Perhaps Pesach is different because there's so many halachas negated to Pesach. We have the halachas of cleaning, bedikya, matzah, lel seder, which is in a way more than any other yontif, and therefore this yontif specifically has this halach of 30 days before. The Shulchan Aruch Harav writes that since nowadays we have so many printed svarim of halachas, it may be different than once upon a time. Once upon a time, there was a need for a Talmud to go to his Rebbe to learn the halachas from 30 days before. However, nowadays that we have so many written svarim, the mitzvah is upon each and every person to pick up a sefer and learn the halachas of the regal himself, or at least on the regal itself, to be shayol and be dairish on the halachas of the yontif. There's an interesting question. If we count the days, so 30 days before Pesach comes out on Purim, what happens if on Purim itself you have two talmidim, one has a question about Purim, one has a question about Pesach, which one comes first? Perhaps Purim, because today is Purim. Perhaps Pesach, because it's 30 days before Pesach. And this is the discussion, the pre-Chadash, and many other Paiskim. Similarly, on Purim, is there a mitzvah to learn the halachas of Pesach? And many have that meaning that at the Purim Suda, they already start learning Hilchos Pesach, because it's 30 days before Pesach. Now, this takana is really goes back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, there's reasoning to say that when Mordechai Esther came and established the Yontif of Purim, they didn't come to undo the takana of learning 30 days before Pesach. So there is reasoning to say that on Pesach itself, on Purim itself, one should already learn the halachas of Pesach. This is one halacha. The second halacha that's brought down here in Siman Tav Chav Tes is the Ramah quotes the minig of buying chitim to give out to the aniyim for Pesach. And the Rama writes that anyone who lives in a city already for 12 months, he needs to contribute towards this sponsorship of giving achitin for the aniyim, for the needs of Pesach. Now, the Mishnah Berurah already explains that even if you don't live there 12 months, but if you live there, even if you just moved in there, but this is your town that you're going to be living in now, you also need to contribute to this. In the Yerushalmi, it's Mavur, and the Chofetz Chaim brings the Yerushalmi, that's not just a minig. There seems to be a chiyuv upon the kahal, upon the kehilah, to make sure that there is enough chitin to give out to the aniyim in the city. And therefore, the Sharetzion, the Chofetz Chaim, actually wonders why the Rama only writes minhag. It should say that it's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv. And there are many terutim to this. One terut is that min hadin would be later with a mitzvah stuck if you give to the aniyim money. Why do I have to give chitim? Just give money itself. To give chitim, to give wheat, or to give the flour for the matzahs, that's the minig. In other words, mitam mitzvah stuck, it's enough to give money. But the minig that the Rama is referring to is that we want to be mikarev haniyasa. We want to bring their hana closer. In other words, not that they have to now go find a place to buy the matzah, but we can hand them the matzahs itself. Which brings to a very interesting question. So why does the Rama say to give achitim? The Rama should say, let's give out matzahs. Like there was a minig in Yerushalayim to give out matzahs. The answer is because we have so many different chumras in making matzahs. And every single person, every single group has their chumras. Probably if we were giving out matzahs, many aniyim wouldn't use those matzahs. So therefore, the mekarev haniyasa is to give them chitim or to give them kemach. And nowadays we just give them money, because even in the chitim and the kemach, we also have so many different chumras that one would want to do, and we allow them to be able to get the matzahs from where they want to. Can one use meiser money for this mitzvah of kimcha de pischa, for this collection that they collect before Pesach, they give out to the aniyim? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach points out that in the days of the Yerushalmi or afterwards, when it was a chiyuv on the city, when the city accepted it as a chiyuv to give out the money to the aniyim, so then it was more like a tax. They were divided between all the people of the city. It would be divided between the people of the city how much to give. They would make a cheshbon, how many aniyim they have, how much the aniyim need in order to be supported for Pesach, and then they would make a cheshbon how many people belong to the kila and divide the money between every one of the kila. And that, during those days, it was a chiyuv, it was a tax. It wasn't any different than any other head tax or city tax, property tax, and one cannot use maisa money for it. However, nowadays, it's not a chiyuv, it's no longer a chiyuv. Nowadays, it's a form of a tzedakah, mitzvah tzedakah. The stock that we asked to give, and therefore one is permitted to give from their ma'isa money towards the kimcha de pischa. But it is something which everyone should take seriously, because Pesach is a very expensive yontif. It always was a very expensive yontif, still is a very expensive yontif, buying matzahs, buying wine, buying kosher Pesach food, and therefore we need to make sure that those aniyim have what they need. Unfortunately, there are so many people this specific year stuck in different places and situations where the financial burden is a tremendous burden here in Eretz Yisrael. Even though I'm right now in Muncie, but in Eretz Yisrael, back in Eretz Yisrael, worrying for the people that got, the young couples that got stuck over there or decided to stay there because of the situation, making sure that they have what they need. And that's the achrayus of every community to pitch in, to help out. Like we said, that there was a minig in Yerushalayim to give out matzahs, and the Kav Chaim over there explains why dafkan Pesach, because Pesach is a time which needs shimur, and there's a lot more that goes into preparations for Pesach. Is there a share how much one has to give? So back in the days when Pesach, when the mitzvah was divided by the heads of the people by the people of the city, so then there was a set amount which each person had to give. However, like we mentioned, nowadays we do not do that. So nowadays it's a mitzvah of tzedakah. So nowadays there is no specific amount how much each person is achray to give, but each person should give according to what they could afford to give, and at the same time make sure that the collection is being done and that there's enough there to be given out to those that need it. In the next sieve, the Mechaber and the Ramah quote to us a list of different halachas of Chodesh Nisan. One of them is that we don't say Tachlon during the Chodesh Nisan. A second one is that we don't say Tzidkascha on Shabbos by Mincha during Chodesh Nisan. A third one is that we don't say Hespedim. There may be a different din for a Tam Chacham. Someone's considered Tam Chacham. So Befanav, in front of him, we may yes say Hespedim. But in general, we don't say Hespedim. You'll find that by certain Levayas, they may do what's called I forgot exactly what it's called, but they say like parting words, just to give chizik to the olam. It's not an actual hesped. Then the Mechaber brings down also that we don't make tainas sibors. However, there's one exception to that, and that's tainas b'chayris, that we do fast on Erev Pesach, unless you have an exception. Unless you're an exception to that, which we'll discuss later on, what are those that are pasta from Tanis B'chas? But otherwise, we don't establish Sibur Diketanesim. Then we have also Din is a bracha that said when going to a basic varis, when one goes to basic varis once every 30 days, so there's a bracha which one says upon entering the basic varis, we do not say that bracha. We also have a minig that we don't fast at all, even on a yard site. A yard site said say Amalei Rachmim for a yard site. There's one who has yard site during Nisan, so we don't say Kel Amalei Rachmim by the Kriyas HaTorah. So we say it before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We don't fast on a yard site. There's actually a question about a chatzin and a kind of fast on the day of their chuppah during Nisan. Halacha l'maisa, most Pesachim hold they do not fast. A tainus chaloyim, we would fast. Tainus chaloyim means if someone had a very scary or frightening dream, which is really holding themselves back, it scares the person and he can't function normally. So then we say, the Gemara Brachas tells us that he should say the Hiratzim by Berchas Kohanim. If he has Berchas Kohanim, if he cannot say, if he doesn't have Berchas Kohanim, or it's not helping him, so then he should gather to get three people into Atavas Chaloim, which is printed in some of the Sidurim. And if that doesn't work, so then he should fast. Which is interesting. Just going off a little, on Shabbos, we also allow a Tainus Chaloim. If someone woke up Shabbos morning with a very bad dream and he's scared, so we would allow him to fast on Shabbos, we say, because that's his oinik, that's what calms him down. However, the halacha is, if he does fast on Shabbos because of Tainus Chaloim, he has to make up the Tainus again, he has to fast again on Sunday because he actually was mevatel the mitzvah of oinik Shabbos. He shouldn't have brought himself to such a stage where he needs to fast. He should have been miyushev with the mishaber with the yiratzayin or that tavas chaloyim itself. But tainas chaloyim is something that one would be able to fast during Chodesh Nisan. On Erev Pesach, we do not say mizmor l'soida, keler chapayim by Kriyas HaTorah, lam natzeach, we do not say on Erev Pesach, and also not on Yontif, we don't say these three things. On Erev Yontif, on Erev Pesach, we also don't say Mizmor L'Saida, which is in place of the Karban Taida, And since the carbon tzedek was eaten for 2 days and one night, and it was brought from chametz, so one will not be able to eat that will not be able to have the full days of eating. And then the Ramah adds in this siman something interesting. Ramah says the minig laharbeis kitzas ba'achila v'shesia b'yoyim achar achag. Even though we're still in the beginning of Hilchus Pesach, we're not yet at the end of Halachas of Pesach. And the Mechaba and the Ramah adds in over here the minig to add a little in eating and drinking on the day after Chag. But who is Isru Chag? And that's what we refer to Isru Chag. So the Makar to Isru Chag being a special day is from this Ramah. Now let's go back a step. All these things that we said we do not do during Nisan, why? Why is the Chodesh Nisan different than all other Chodesh? Which is interesting. Chodesh Nisan is actually referred to in the Torah as the Chodesh Rishon, the first month of the year. Even though we count from Tishrei, but the Torah refers to Chodesh Nisan as the first month. It's the first month of after Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and they became a nation on their own. Unbelievable. They became a nation on their own. And there's a specific mitzvah to count the months from Chodesh Nisan, which is, according to Ramban, we're not allowed to count by the Goyish months. We're supposed to dafka count by the Jewish months, counting Chodesh Nisan as the first month. Rav Shalom Shemfel Hirsch discusses this mitzvah in a way how he expresses how special it is that we became a new nation, which the month, the whole idea of Rosh Chodesh, why are we so excited on Rosh Chodesh? We say in the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, Kapara, it's a Yom Kapara L'chol Todei Seyem, it's a day of Kapara for all people. Why is Rosh Chodesh a day of Kapara? On Rosh Chodesh, it's a new start. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria a certain feeling of now is a new start. I'm going to start new. You know, there's many different starts. You have the beginning of the day, beginning of an hour, beginning of a minute, beginning of a second. Beginning of the month has all. When a person begins a new month, the thought to himself is that this month is going to be a better month. What about last month? The good I did, the bad I did, whatever I did last month, and I'm going to build on that towards the next month. So next month is going to be even a better month. So there's a certain feeling of I want to start new. Because she says, I'm going to give you a clean slate. Start new. So Yom Kapara L'chol Todei Seyem. Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the beginning of it all. When we began, we left Mitzrayim, we started new. So that's the idea of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And that's the yontif that women had in Rosh Chodesh, that they were able to do by the Egel, they were able to go against their own nature and chadish for themselves something new. So now we have Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a special day. Erev Rosh Chodesh, we find the halacha, Erev Rosh Chodesh is called Yom Kippur Katan. Yom Kippur Katan, because since on Rosh Chodesh is going to be a kapara, so a kapara doesn't come for free. Kaparas come with tshuva. So Erev Rosh Chodesh, we begin into Chodesh. This coming week, which the Rabbanim, if you cannot, we can say the tefillas in Kippur Katan, do what we could in order that we should see the kapara. So this is Chodesh Nisan. But why isn't this cipher is printed with the Gemaras, but it's really a collection of Masechtos that were put together in a later generation, the Kufa of the Goyim. And it's not brought that in Gemara, they're not quoted in the Gemara, but it was put together in the Kufa of the Goyim. And the Bais can bring down many different Minhagim from Masechtos Seifrim, many times Minhagim which are not brought in Gemara, such as this Minig itself. I was discussing the fasting day Chodesh Nisan. It's not brought down in the Gemara, and there may even be a Mashmais in the Gemara that's Mutter the fast during Chodesh Nisan. Yet, Masechtos Seifrim brings the meaning of not fasting. So, we don't fast during Chodesh Nisan. Says the Masechtos Seifrim, a very interesting reason. It says, because since the first of Nisan, the Mishkan was put up, and for the next 12 days, we would base the seam and create a carbon. Each day has 12 days. Not short a carbon, and on each one, and we find that on the day one brought a carbon, it was a yantar for them. So it comes out that on each one of these 12 days, one of the Nesim brought a carbon. For him, it was a yantar. So the question is that that's only one shaved. Why? And that's only one day. It says the haflah. Since we're Masupik, from which shaved we belong to, so it's a suffix, which day of these 12 days is our yantar. So we're machmer, we keep all 12. Okay, so I know where it goes, but some Sefer says that even though Kohanim and Levim know they're shaved, still for them, Bevade, the entire group of days of the Chanukah and Mishkan was a yanta for them. Mashenkin for the other Shvatim, it might have been only one day. So here we have the first Masech the Sefer brings down, which is that the Nesiyim brought Kapanes for the first 12 days of the Chaydash, and therefore the first 12 days is considered a yantin. If so, so why do we not fast for Seitachlut on the 13th of the month? Why is it us on the 13th of the month? So there's that hold. They didn't stop the Karbanis until the second day of the month. But that's fair. As many places can bring down Midrashim and different Mekairis that seem to be that they still bring the Karbanis on the first of the month. So here we have the Levush. The Levush says, the 13th day was empty. There was no Yontav on that day at all. However, since most of the days between the first and the end is the first 12 days, and then you have the 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Pesach, that we're not saying Tachlan, so the 13th day gets swallowed in with it, also we don't say Tachlan. The Maril says that the 13th day was Isru Chag for the Nesiyim. The Nesiyim bring their carbon on the 12th. The Isru Chag was on the 13th. Chassam Seif and Tshuva says that on the 13th was the Yoy Milas Avram Olav Hashalom. The Mila of Avram, Avram's Mila was on the 13th. The 13th. And then we have okay, so we'll stop for today here. Mitzvah tomorrow will continue, and I will work on setting this up in a clear way. Thank you, everyone, for joining.
Rabbi.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Rabbi, one question. One question, Rabbi.
Any questions? Any questions? Go for it.
In the beginning, Rabbi was talking about how, with Mal Shechita, you're supposed to give your city first, right? Is it the city where you are for Yantav, or the city where you live? Because a lot of people go away for Yantav. But not this year.
Not this year.
How long that seems to be the city where you live. The city where you live, that's your achrayus to that city.
Right, because Rebbe was saying that even if you move there just like before, I'm thinking like a lot of people go to the same place every year, whether it's the parents.
All right, guys. Ooh, D.
Thank you very much for joining.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Zebby, we gotta get the Rav on my fight.
Okay, have a wonderful day.